Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Pictures presents a Frank Mancuso Jr. production, a Kevin Hooks film.
Have you ever witnessed Frank Montalbano kill anyone?
I've heard about it, but it's not an everyday occurrence.
Have you ever witnessed Frank Montalbano kill anyone?
People say things and you pick up on it and it gets around the block.
Have you ever witnessed Frank Montalbano in any kind of illegal activity? Have you ever witnessed Frank Montalbano in any kind of illegal activity?
Again, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the guy was did right by me.
And who hired you?
Could you repeat that question?
Who hired you?
I would assume it's Frank.
How long have you worked for Frank Montalbano?
We used to run together in younger days.
How long have you worked for Frank Montalbano?
We dated the same girl, and we had friends, the same common friends in the streets. That kind of stuff. Things happen.
A man pulls up at the barrier for Dawson Air Force Base.
Somebody ordered a takeout.
The driver hands a brown paper bag to the security guard.
Good night.
In a room on the base.
Your answers still have to come faster. This is a federal case. You've got to have your ducks in a row if we're going to nail Frank Montalbano, okay?
Okay. Can we take a break? I'm hungry, huh?
Okay. But remember, you're going to be on the stand for hours at a time. You've got to watch your body language. You've got to watch your facial expressions, your posture. To be effective, the committee has to like you. Get it?
I got it. You got any Szechuan chicken over there?
Could you get us some chicken?
A man opens one of the takeout cartons. A massive explosion rips through the room, sending soldiers and the other people inside flying through the windows and setting everything on fire. Golden yellow flames licking in the darkness next to a glass ashtray. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Stephen Baldwin. The flames catch on a wallet of matches, setting them alight. One by one, the heads burn out. Film title, Fled. With Will Patton, Robert John Burke and Robert Hooks. The flames lick around a piece of paper, turning it black. Bits of burning debris rain down as the fixtures and fittings are consumed in the blaze. With Victor Rivers, David Dukes, Ken Jenkins, Michael Nader, Brittany Powell, and Salma Hayek. Flames curl around a telephone receiver and electrical sparks are spat out into the dark. Music by Graham Revell. A burning telephone receiver, off the hook and surrounded by broken glass. Its coiled cord leads to the phone, which is half melted and surrounded by flames. A pair of broken glasses, followed by a set of dog tags dangling on a chain. Written by Preston A. Whitmore II, produced by Frank Mancuso Jr., and directed by Kevin Hooks. Now, a flurry of camera flashes at the Organized Crime Committee hearing, Miami, Florida.
In conclusion, Mr. Payne, does the Attorney General's office have any final remarks?
I would like to remind the committee that Frank Montalbano is an execrable criminal moving Cuban organized crime into the ranks of corporate America.
I object to that characterization of my client. Mr. Chairman, the Attorney General's office is making accusations, disguising them as the truth, when the fact of the matter is my client has never been convicted of any crime.
Well, but he will be, Mr. Foster.
That's enough, gentlemen. This committee will stand in recess until 10 a.m. Monday, at which time I hope that the Attorney General's office will have some evidence to back up their accusations against Mr. Montalbano.
I'll produce it, all right.
Good. We're adjourned.
Our witness is dead.
Mr. Payne turns from his colleague who's just given him the news, looking shocked. Across the room, he catches the eye of Frank Montalbano. Later.
What do you mean my witness is dead?
Montalbano's people got
you to had him in a safe house. How could they get to him?
Some Cuban delivered him a carton of Chinese food full of C4.
I just told the Committee on Organized Crime and about 60 million television viewers that I would produce a witness in 72 hours.
I understand that, but the question is, what are we going to do about it?
We? As a federal marshal, you're directly responsible for the custody and protection of all witnesses and fugitives. So the problem is, you got my witness killed. You do something about it by Monday morning, or start thinking about an early retirement.
Payne walks away, and the federal marshal glowers after him. Below, Frank and his lawyer are talking to a press pack. Now, prison work detail, Covington, Georgia. A large group of prisoners in blue boiler suits are digging up a ditch where a pipe's being laid. One holds a flaming torch to the end of the pipe. The chain gang's being supervised by grim-faced guards holding rifles. As the line of men dig away at the earth, one inmate stabs his spade into the ground and looks at his blistered hands. He's sucking his finger when another convict comes over to him.
Sweet little kitty. Got them virgin hands. Cute little kitty cat like you ain't supposed to be out here shoveling no ditches. This here's man's work. Hey, bitch, are you listening to me? You know, I'm just looking for a little pussy like you to keep me warm at night.
The other inmate lashes out with his spade.
Now that's using your head. Come on!
He whacks his tormentor's face, legs, and crotch before an inmate with black hair and a goatee grabs the spade.
You think he's had enough, convict? You've been here one day, you want to fight everybody?
I ain't supposed to be here.
Ain't nobody supposed to be here.
All right, break it up! Break it up! Show big ass! Causing problems already, Piper?
I ain't had nothing to do with it, all right?
He's telling the truth.
Hey, shut up, Dodge. I said shut the fuck up! You guys need an attitude adjustment. I got just the thing for you. All right, Kevin.
Another guard takes a chain and handcuffs Dodge to Piper. Dodge winces in pain.
Dig a hole now. Kind of like a wedding ring. I now pronounce you convict and convict. Now get the fuck on the bus.
Piper yanks Dodge back.
You move when I say you move.
When Dodge tries to move away again, Piper lays into him with powerful, crushing punches and kicks.
Come on.
Dodge retaliates with some jabs to Piper's face.
Should we break it up now?
No, just keep a lookout and watch for my signals.
The guard who chained them earlier switches his gun's magazine from one with a red stripe to one that's green. The two cons are still laying into each other. Egged on by the crowd, Piper briefly gains the upper hand, pinning Dodge to the ground with his leg. The guy who was tormenting Dodge earlier sidles up behind a guard who's busy watching the two men fight. As Dodge tries to throttle Piper with a chain, the guy grabs the guard's gun and holds it to his neck.
Give me the keys to the bus.
Beside the bus, Piper throws Dodge to the ground and the two men roll into the ditch. The guy with the gun shoots a guard. As the convicts run for cover, the guy shoots all the guards in sight before grabbing a rifle as backup. The guy fires a shot at the bus and some gasoline on the ground catches fire. Having run out of ammo, he switches to the rifle. and blasts a guard with it.
Let's go.
Wait a minute, I'm not going anywhere.
You move when I say you move!
Pussy.
He's aiming at Dodge and Piper.
Get out of here!
Pussy.
As the two men run alongside the bus, it explodes in a massive ball of flames, sending them flying through the air. The gunman drops his weapon and leaps over a fence, while Dodge and Piper flee towards Woodland. Now, photographs of famous people line the walls in a diner packed with people. A waitress talks to a man having some food at the bar.
Anything else, Gib?
You ain't got nowhere to put it, honey.
Hey, Gib. Okay?
Hey, what's going on, Sandra?
You? Lieutenant Clark wants you to meet him at Burnett County Detention Center.
You say what?
Nope. But he's waiting on you. Hey, how are the ribs today?
Same as were yesterday, and the day before, and the day before, and the day. I see you.
I'll see you, Gib. Hey, let me get a half a slab of rib and a peach cobbler. You got it. Thank you.
At the prisoner's worksite, a guard zipped up in a body bag. Looking grim-faced, the middle-aged warden goes over to Gib.
Hey, Gib.
Afternoon, warden.
What's up? Prison break, Gib.
Who fled?
The last three of them took off. Paul Milner, Charles Piper, and some kid named Dodge.
Dodge?
Yeah.
That explains why the lieutenant called me out here.
What are you talking about?
I busted him about 9 months back.
Oh.
What's he done now?
Well, from what we can gather, Piper and Dodge got into a brawl distracting the guard. This fuck Milner grabbed Kevin's gun, and then three of them didn't stop shooting until they killed Kevin and Bailey and two other guards.
Dodge killed someone?
Afternoon, Gibson.
Warden Nichols.
Afternoon, Lieutenant.
This is Marshal Schiller with the Attorney General's office.
Welcome to the land of CNN and Coca-Cola.
Well, we don't want to be on CNN, and if we're lucky, we might not get too thirsty capturing these fugitives.
Marshal Schiller's going to be heading up the manhunt, and since you were Dodge's arresting officer, you can give Schiller a jump start on where to look for these boys.
Well, he'd probably be heading back to Atlanta, which is about 30 miles from here, so if we put out all points and profiles on local news, we should have it wrapped up before nightfall.
Let me talk to you for a minute, Matthew.
The lieutenant takes Gib to one side.
Listen, this guy Schiller is no regular cop. He's a U.S. Marshal sent here by the Attorney General's office, and they want a complete press blackout on this thing.
Well, we do want to catch these boys, don't we?
Well, you're damn right we want to catch him, but what we don't want is get police reports all over the 6 o'clock news.
So what I'm supposed to do is to play CNI dog to the Attorney General's trigger man without asking what, when, or why.
Now, listen, my job is to make sure you give these boys what they need, friend or no friend. Are we clear?
Yeah, we're clear.
Good. Now, let's see if we can get Marshal Schiller on these fugitive trail.
Right.
Whilst the lieutenant rejoins Schiller, Gib bends down and picks up a gun's magazine off the ground. He looks at it thoughtfully. Now, armed police with sniffer dogs are scouring the woodland. With his face covered in blood, the escaped con Milliner leans against a tree to catch his breath before running off. Still chained together, Piper and Dodge are also running through the woods.
Hold up a second, all right?
What are you doing?
Having hurt his shoulder in the fall when Piper yanked him back, Dodge is horrified to find Piper taking a leak right next to him. He leaps to his feet.
Are you done?
Not unless you want to wipe it off for me, convict.
Let's go.
The pair run on. Marshal Schiller points to a map.
We position ourselves here. We ought to have these boys cornered.
You know, if we do that, we leave this whole area along the river open to the city.
I've been doing this 10 years, and these boys are headed toward the border. They're trying to move as far away from Georgia as fast as possible.
What makes you think they're all together?
All right, let's man up and move out.
All right, you heard, man. Let's do it.
Having been ignored by Schiller, Gib smiles dryly to himself, then joins the others moving out in their vehicles. Later, he's on the road with Warden Nichols.
Never seen nothing like it in 20 years.
I don't understand what a U.S. Marshal like Schiller's doing down here on a local manhunt for some minor criminal.
These guys shot up a whole road crew, Gib. They shouldn't be shot on sight for what they done.
I'm not sure they done anything.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
I brought Mark Dodge in on a federal warrant for hacking into some telephone computer system. They only gave him 18 months for that. Now, he's already served 9. Why would he want to break out?
All I know is he left a good friend of mine dead out on that road.
Yeah, that's my point. Now, what was Dodge doing on that road in the first place?
Prison ordinance, routine, directive.
Yeah, you make the directive, Dale. Yeah, road crews, chain gangs are reserved for felons with 5-year sentences or more. So what was Dodge doing on that road?
We got a call from the Attorney General's office this morning. They wanted Dodge out there.
Why would they want him out there?
I don't know. They've been trying to question him since we had him in lockup. You got to believe me, Jim. I had no idea this was going to happen. Yeah. Sheila's closing in on him now.
Stop the car.
What? Stop the goddamn car.
Nichols pulls up at the roadside and Gibb gets out. A helicopter sweeps over the forest. On the ground, Piper's running ahead of Dodge, dragging him along behind him.
Problem. You're dragging me from left to right like a rag doll. You almost ripped my arm off twice back there. Shit. We gotta get into a rhythm.
The fuck you know about rhythm?
I'm a foster child. I was raised by the state.
What's your point, convict?
The point is, there was this caretaker who was like a father to me. His name was Titus. He taught me that everybody lives their life according to a rhythm. When you make love, it's to a rhythm. Your heart beats to a rhythm. Now, if we're gonna run together, we gotta get into the same rhythm.
I got your rhythm, convict.
Whilst playing his harmonica, Piper gets Dodge to stamp his foot in time to the tune. Having found their rhythm, they set off together. Milliner sprinting across the dried leaves that are carpeting the ground. He stops to catch his breath again. Gibbs pointing a gun at him.
If we hurry, we can get you back in time for evening chow.
Milliner bolts.
God damn.
Gibb chases him into a clearing, then tackles him to the ground. As the two men fight it out, a 4x4 pulls up nearby, and Schiller gets out with armed backup. Milliner kicks Gibb off and is about to run for it, when Gibb manages to trap his feet between his legs and trip him up. As Schiller takes aim, Milliner kicks Gibb off again. Schiller's rifle's crosshair is positioned perfectly over Milliner's heart. The convict lifts his arms in surrender. The force of the bullet sends him flying onto his back. Gibb turns and looks accusingly at Schiller, whose pale blue eyes betray no emotion. Schiller lowers his rifle, hands it to a colleague, then they all get back into their car. Gibb watches them with suspicion. The red and white chopper is still patrolling the woods. Dodge and Piper cross a weir as it passes overhead. Piper trips and they both go sliding down a slope into the churning water. As the chopper makes another pass over the river, Dodge and Piper are back on their feet and running through the shallows. They see something up ahead.
Wait! Look! In there? Yeah, let's go!
They stumble towards the large corrugated pipe that comes out in the river and disappear inside.
Jones did was set up roadblocks at the state line.
Oh, that's your plan, Dr. Kimball?
I ain't got a plan. I'm just trying to figure this shit out as we go.
Yeah, no shit. All right, look. I said we give ourselves up.
What? You're joking, right?
I look like I'm joking?
It was your idea to run in the first place.
Look, man, people start shooting at me, I run. Your white ass didn't even know what the fuck was going on.
Oh, so what? You don't like white people now, is
no,
that it?
No, I just don't like you. Look.
I ain't got nothing against white people. I just ain't had too many good experiences with them.
Fuck! I was out 6 months. 6 months I was going home.
Yeah? Well, you can forget about that 6 month shit. You could add on another 12 to 18 months because you ran no matter what you say. You are a convict. And there's nothing that's ever gonna change that.
Look, that's your reality, baby, not mine.
My reality and your reality are the same. We're both fucked.
I don't get fucked. I take my chances.
Not with my life, you don't.
He sends Piper flying back with a vicious punch to the face. Then the two men exchange blows in the shallow water. Piper throws Dodge against a wall, then alternates his punches between his stomach and face.
Navy price!
Oh, you ain't got shit to bargain with.
I got more than you think.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about $5 million. I got your attention now, convict. What the hell you think they locked me up for? Running a red light? I hit a major corporation for $5 million.
You're lying.
Am I? All right! Hold on. Why would I lie?
One, to keep me from kicking your ass. Two, to keep me from kicking your ass. And three, prison life ain't exactly worked out for you, has it?
You're right. That's why I'm offering you $1 million, and you and I both know that's more than you're ever gonna see in your whole life.
Yeah. I'll be looking over my shoulder for the rest of my life, too.
What the hell else are you gonna do when you get out? Work for 7-Eleven? They ain't hiring convicts. You think about that.
Piper looks up, hearing the chopper.
All right, I want half.
Half? Fuck you, this ain't divorce.
No, we married, baby. We're better for worse, in sickness and in health, till death do us part. Chopper's coming back around, Dodge. You better hurry up. Come on, baby. Say I do.
Ah, shit! All right, now. But after that, that is it. We are even.
Now we're even.
Piper punches Dodge in the face for good measure. Now the pair are climbing a metal ladder. They slide open a manhole cover, then pull themselves up into a dark, cavernous space. They're in a tunnel. There's an indistinct light in the distance behind them.
Where are we?
I don't know. Which way?
This way.
Without looking back, they move on a bit, then Piper gestures to stop.
What?
Nothing.
The light's getting closer.
What the hell is that?
Sounds like a train.
Run!
They start sprinting along the tracks.
Come on!
They emerge from the tunnel on a bridge.
Go, let's go, let's go!
The train's gaining on them.
We ain't gonna make it!
We're gonna have to jump!
What do you mean jump? I can't swim!
I never met a white boy that couldn't swim!
In the nick of time, they throw themselves off the bridge and fall 100 feet into the river below. They're instantly dragged along by the current.
Okay, you hit him! Okay, you hit him!
Later, they're sitting on the riverbank, surrounded by calmer waters. Piper lowers his harmonica, then shakes it.
First thing I'm gonna do, when this shit is over, is set my ass in a steamy, hot bubble bath. You know?
I hope you choke and drown on the bubbles.
They freeze and slowly turn around to see a man aiming a gun at them.
What are you doing chained to that white boy?
You know I've been asking myself the same damn question all day. Now look here, Chief. I know what you're thinking, boss. You got two convicts. If you turn us in, maybe you make some money. Might even get your face on TV, right?
Yeah, maybe I ought to blow a hole in your black ass right now and call it a day.
Well, why not? Matter of fact, why don't we have us an old-fashioned lynching right here, right now? Y'all still hanging niggas in Georgia, ain't you?
He's such a kidder. Would you excuse me?
He's got a gun.
And we don't.
Quit provoking him. He doesn't want to shoot us. Am I right, mister?
He don't want to shoot you, but he damn sure wants to blow a hole in my black ass, don't you, boss?
Now, hold on, mister. We don't want any trouble. And you don't want to do anything you're going to regret later. Now, I can see that you're a fine, upstanding member of your community. And despite our appearance, I can assure you we are not bad people.
Hey, fuck this, man. This guy's a redneck.
Don't say that!
He is. Look at him. Show him your neck, boss man.
Shut up!
Go ahead, show him your neck!
Piper knocks the gun out of his hand.
What the hell's the matter with you?
What?
Didn't you see Deliverance?
Look, we're alive, ain't we?
What if he'd shot sooner?
Then we'd be dead.
Oh, shit.
What?
We got a problem.
What?
He ain't breathing.
Oh, shit.
What?
He's having a heart attack.
Later, they're driving a pickup truck with their unconscious victim in the back.
Want to turn the radio down?
This is a good song.
Come on, turn it down, man. It'd be nice to hear the cops before they get
all
to
right,
us.
All right.
We gotta get this guy to a hospital. Now, he said there was one up the road. Where the hell is it?
It's coming up. We'll get there. Where'd you learn first aid, anyway?
In this joint. CPR. They got courses like that and shit.
Suzuki.
A couple of motorcyclists overtake them.
Nice bikes. When you're taking that bubble bath, I'm gonna get me one of those Ducati 916 Italian racing motorcycles right off into the sunset.
I won't be sorry to see your ass go.
Oh, shit. Look at this.
Come on, put that away.
What do you mean? Now we can shoot the cuffs off.
Don't point that thing at me, man. Give me this damn thing before you hurt yourself.
How am I supposed to know? I never even held a freaking gun.
You never held a gun before? How the hell you robbed somebody for $5 million?
Hacking, my friend. Hacking.
Computers?
You got it. I got the sweetest Mac 5300, 16 megabytes, 750 hard drive, so fast. It's like the Ducati of computers. On the internet, my call name, it's the Cyber Thug.
Cyber Thug?
What's so funny?
That ain't no robbery, man. One of these, a ski mask. That's a robbery.
I didn't get busted for robbery, all right? I got busted for illegally accessing the phone company's computer system.
You robbed my bell?
No, not exactly. My bell just gave me a little help. I used the phone company's computer to access the accounting system of this big corporation.
Which one?
A greedy one. They only took and never gave back, so I taught them a lesson.
Real nice, but how'd you get the money?
Once I was in, it was easy. I just transferred money from their accounts into a dummy company I had already set up. Then I just wrote a corporate check to a friend. He walked in, closed out the account, brought me the cash. A-B, see you later.
Very smooth, very smooth. So who's your friend?
Writing a book?
No, I just want to know who I gotta share my money with.
Now, whilst his vehicle's being filled up with gas, Schiller's on his cell phone.
Everything was planned, sir. I can't control it if some convict flips out and starts shooting up the whole damn road crew. Needless to say, he won't be shooting anybody else. The most important thing is Dodge is on the move, and we are on him. The locals have no idea what's going on.
He puts away his phone.
Politician put a lot of pressure on you with this, huh?
You mean the Attorney General's office?
Right.
Who said I was talking to them?
You just did.
You think you're pretty smart, don't you?
Nope. It's average for a country boy. Did you notify the fugitive's next of kin?
His next of kin are not a priority on my list.
Well, what exactly is a priority on your list?
Bring these fugitives to justice.
It's just a hunch, but I think they're more pawns than fugitives.
And it seems to me like your hunches are more like a Hardy Boys mystery than real life.
And I think that you are spitting in the wind, and you know what they say about spitting in the wind. It can blow back in your face.
Gibb walks off, leaving Schiller frowning. The four-wheel drive with its blacked-out windows sets off. Now, a sunny day in the city, where traffic's streaming along a freeway with multiple lanes. An aerial perspective moving between modern high-rises, then a sign for Atlanta. Beside a park full of leafless trees, Dodge and Piper are propping up their unconscious victim in the driver's seat.
Come on, hurry up, man. Okay, I gotta straighten him so he doesn't fall over.
Pop the brake. Come on, pop the brake before somebody sees us.
All right, ready? One, two, three. Yeah.
Push!
They release the handbrake, then give the truck a push start. Once the truck's moving along by itself towards a hospital, they start running off in the opposite direction. As the truck glides through a junction, oncoming cars have to swerve to avoid a collision. The truck finally crashes into an ambulance and stops.
Oh, shit.
The two cons flee the scene as medics hurry to help the man. Elsewhere, a young boy in a blue coat is practicing his basketball skills whilst listening to a personal stereo. Trying to keep low, but dangerously out in the open, Dodge and Piper take cover behind a tree on a street. A massive truck is coming along the street. The boy loses control of his ball and it bounces into the road. He runs after it. Seeing the danger, Dodge takes swift action and runs towards him, grabbing him in the nick of time from the oncoming truck.
What the hell is wrong with you, kid? Crossing the street like that, man, you almost got yourself killed.
Forget that. Why do you guys have those chains on?
Go on, beat it. You bother me.
Hey, slow down there, Claire.
Son of a bitch, look, they did it.
What?
They built a whole recreational center and a playground for the kids.
Who?
Brigantine International. That's who I hit for the 25 million.
25? You said five, you lying son of a bitch.
When I was in their computer system, I hit them for 25. But I only kept five and donated 20 to charity. Like this.
A cop car speeds past them.
Shit, it's nice, Robin Hood, but we gotta fled. Come on.
A woman in her car.
No, just drive.
Look, guys, I have some groceries in the back and about $20 in here. Take it and get the hell out of my car.
You don't tell us, we tell you.
Come on, put that away, all right? We don't want your money, we don't want your car. We just want to ride, okay? Just a ride.
Let's go, drive!
All right. Where to?
I don't
know.
Where do you live?
About three blocks that way.
Okay, that's where we're going.
My house?
Your house.
Let's go, drive!
All right, but I'm warning you. Messy.
The woman's orange car pulls away and turns into a side street, passing right in front of the cop car. A towering modern office block stretching up into blue skies. Inside, Gib trots up some stairs.
Hello.
Hi.
It's fine.
He signs in at reception, then proceeds into an open plan office, carrying a file. He goes over to a woman at a desk.
As usual, Aunt Jocelyn?
Well, not as usual. And what are you doing here? You got a problem with your insurance?
No. I'm just trying to figure something out.
And what are you trying to figure out?
Well, you see, I busted this kid named Dodge for hacking into a telephone company's computer system. Now, they've also listed a bunch of other companies and different offenses.
Yeah, it looks like he used the telephone company's computer to get into these other companies' systems.
Yeah, that's what I figured. But see, these people here, Brigantine International, for some reason, they didn't list any offenses, nor did they press charges, so...
Well, let me cross-reference them on Central's computer.
That would be wonderful.
You know, someone else accessed this information this morning.
Who was that?
Savannah Detective Agency. All right, according to this, they're a holding company for a group of corporations with offshore accounts in Europe and South America.
Huh. Can you figure out on that thing who owns Brigantine International?
Primary stockholder is a Frank Montagiano.
Frank Montagiano.
Whatever.
Miami Beach, Florida. An aerial perspective of a sizable house with landscaped gardens and pools situated on the waterfront. An expensive yacht's moored right outside. A car drives up the palm-treed driveway and parks outside the house. The man who delivered the bomb gets out. Later, he's with Frank Montagiano and his lawyer aboard the yacht.
Beautiful vessel, isn't she?
Preciosa.
Would you like a drink?
No, I don't drink.
Want tobacco?
Yes, we'll see.
I want to congratulate you on your Chinese cooking. You're awesome.
I enjoy my work.
We want to commission you to do another job for us. We want you to locate Luke Dodge, a convict that escaped from a Georgia prison this morning. We need to find him before Monday.
He has a computer disk that belongs to us. All of our accounting information is on that disk.
We want you to retrieve the disk before terminating him. And we have a contact in Atlanta that will provide you with a lead as to where Luke Dodge might go to first.
It's only for information, Santiago. He won't get in your way.
It's done.
Bueno.
Santiago takes an envelope from Montagiano, who then heads off with Foster. Now, the hijacked woman's car moves bumpily along a road, then parks on the curb. Piper helps her to carry her groceries into her house.
What do you want this?
In the kitchen.
What a chivalrous convict.
You got something to cut these cuffs with?
Under the sink.
While she talks away to herself, the cons get out some tools.
Lo siento, lo siento mucho.
Hold the chain.
All right, easy. Where are you going?
To the bathroom, do you mind?
Yes, I do. Wait a minute.
What?
Didn't you see The Godfather? The restaurant scene, when Michael, he gets up, he goes blowing everybody's freaking head off. Forget about it.
Go ahead, it's okay.
Thank you. Este señor está loco. Mira que meterse a mi casa darme.
What is your problem, man? What the hell's going on with you two? First down in the car, the thing with the gun. Now you're up here carrying groceries and speaking Spanish. And then this. What are you, a Boy Scout now?
Look, just because I've been locked up don't mean I ain't got no manners. You don't bust into somebody's home and then start telling them what to do, all right?
She could be in the other room right now, you know, calling the cops.
Piper snatches the tools.
Hold on. Ah, come on!
Okay. I thought you two bandidos may need a new disguise. My ex-husband was about your size. But you might be a little too small for this. Now, they might smell like mothballs because they've been packed away for a very long time, but they will certainly smell better than what you have on. Jesus. What is it?
Thank you.
Wait a minute. Where the hell did you get a key for the cuffs?
My ex-husband. He's a cop.
The two men share a look. In a bustling police station, Gibb heads into the lieutenant's glass-fronted office.
I wonder what it feels like to want to be a politician and not have a political office.
Like a cop without a job. I talked to Sheila. You know, you ain't making any friends running off at the mouth.
Well, I'm not trying to make any friends. I'm trying to do my job.
Yeah? Well, what job might that be?
Where are you going? All right, let me talk to you for a second. Now, why do you think that the Attorney General and a U.S. Marshal are involved in this?
They're following orders from their superiors, Gibson, something you can't seem to do.
Well, would you listen to me for a second?
Warden Nichols told me the Attorney General had Dodge placed on that road crew. You know what else? Dodge hacked into a company called Brigantine International's computer system.
Well, then how come we don't have a record of it?
Because the key stockholder is a Frank Montalbano, who is currently under indictment by none other than the Attorney General.
So?
So what it means is that whatever Dodge discovered while he was inside their computer system is something they want to keep secret.
Great police work, Matthew. Maybe I can get you assigned to the Hoffa case next.
Hey, Henry!
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Blanks. Found him on the road where Dodge escaped. Police issue.
It's all right. It's okay.
Hey, listen. I don't have all the pieces to the puzzle yet, but just think about it. Dodge makes off with $25 million of Montalbano's money and the corporation doesn't press charges.
This is police evidence. Did you tell Schiller about it?
My guess is Schiller already knows about it. That's why he had Dodge placed on that road, so he'd run. But things went sour and people ended up dead, and that's why Schiller wants to keep this thing out of the press.
Now, what the hell does that prove?
All right, what it proves, right, is that Dodge has something big on Montalbano and the Attorney General. It want it bad. Now, I have got a hunch. And I need an old friend just turn his back for 24 hours so I can play it out.
Okay, you got 24 hours, not a minute more. And let me tell you something, Matthew. You fuck this up, friend or no friend, it's your ass.
I know, Henry. Believe me, I know.
In a steamy bathroom, Dodge is shaving at a mirror when he pauses, looking thoughtful. In the living room, Piper stops playing his harmonica and wanders over to the woman.
So where'd you meet your husband?
Well, I was sneaking across the border and he caught me. So he deported me back to Mexico. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But he asked me for my phone number. So first, he started calling. then visiting. Then we fell in love and got married. And he brought me to the States, first to California. And then we moved to Atlanta, Georgia.
And then what happened?
He left me. So I was stuck here with no money, no friends, no family, and no job.
No familia, no dinero, no trabajo.
Nada.
Ay, ay, ay. So what'd you do?
I cried. I cried for a long time. But then I got my shit together. My mother had taught me how to cook. So that's what I do.
So you work in a restaurant?
No, I'm self-employed. I'm a caterer. And I make my own stuff. I make tortillas and all the sauces. That's my specialty. That's a mole.
What's mole?
You want to try some?
Yeah.
Nothing like some real soap to get that prison stench off you. You ought to try some. So, did you ask her?
Ask her what?
You know.
No, I don't know.
You don't remember. Scrub-a-dub-dub. Go ahead. Go on, ask her.
Ask me what?
Nothing.
Come on, man. You got nothing to be ashamed of?
That's right. I'm a grown man. I don't have nothing to be ashamed of.
All day long, he's been talking about wanting to take a bath. With some of that Mr. Bubble, you know, the one that the kids love?
No, that's foul, man.
I didn't know you were so sensitive.
You guys know each other before you went to jail?
No.
Became friends inside?
We ain't friends.
Cellmates?
Oh, shit.
Oh, hell no. No.
Just asking.
Hey. Where the hell you think you're going, convict?
You want your cut of the money? Then I got some business I gotta take care of. Now I got a plan, so you're just gonna have to trust me.
Trust you. All right. You see this? My daddy gave me this when I was 8 years old. I'm giving it to you. You better make damn sure I get it back. It's for good luck. Now you try to fuck me, I will find you.
Dodge walks out with the harmonica.
Diego, your playmates arrived.
Yes, they have.
Have you received my fax yet?
Yes, I have.
The one fault that is universal about most men is our love of women. Find her, and you'll find Luke Dodge. Just make sure you have the disc.
We're certain no one else can get it before you do away with Dodge.
I find the girl, we get to Dodge, and if he doesn't have the disc, we kill him.
See, in that order.
Santiago takes a puff of his cigar. Later, he and his heavies burst through a door and start scouring an apartment by torchlight. The men start turning the place over, rifling through cupboards, checking CDs, and yanking clothes out of a closet. The place is getting completely trashed with no stone left unturned. Shelves are sent flying, the beds flipped over. Santiago tosses away some jewelry, then rifles through a drawer. Inside, he finds a book of matches with the Blue Flame Atlanta written on the front. Now, inside a packed lap dancing club, a string of scantily clad women are shaking their booties on stage for an appreciative male clientele. Customers slip dollar bills under suspender belts already stuffed with cash. A woman with a gold thong is dancing between two guys at a table.
This place is this shit! This is bullshit. You always complaining, man. I can't take you nowhere. This is a nice place with some nice women.
This is a stank place with some stank hoes, okay? And they cold too, man. All the shit you doing, you can't even get next to them. Plus, I got ass dust in my drink.
Look, why they have to be hoes, man? Won't you chill? You gonna make the girl uncomfortable, bro? Come on.
Man, fuck that bitch.
You no-class motherfucker.
Ooh, somebody put out the fire, please. Ladies and gentlemen, the Blue Flame proudly welcomes to the stage Faith.
Faith, also known as Cindy, is the blonde woman whose details were on Mantajano's fax to Santiago. Wearing a black cropped top and hot pants, she shimmies her body seductively in time to the music. Dodge stands watching her do her thing on stage. As she confidently struts her stuff, Dodge takes off his coat and joins the table where the two guys are sitting. Lying on her back, Faith spreads her legs into a wide V-shape.
No way, we gotta go.
What?
Nah, man, this is go-go night. We ain't going nowhere.
No, this is a ho-ho night, all right? But we got to go.
What's wrong with you, man?
These hoes, man, they all want to be Madonna. I'm telling you, they don't want to stand next to the man. They want to stand in front of the man. And if they can, they'll knock your ass down. Ain't that right, white boy? You who? Whitey.
Hey, my man's talking to you.
No shit.
No, that's serious shit.
You know, I'm sitting here and I'm listening to you and I'm thinking. Thinking and listening to you.
Well, you're drinking and you're thinking, so what the fuck you thinking about?
I'm thinking that you're full of shit.
Oh, shit. He know you, Donnie Bo Gray.
Now, what you say?
When a woman asserts herself, starts calling her own shots, a fella like you thinks she's not a woman. That's a shame.
Motherfucker, please. Look at this shit, these trick-ass bitches. Come on, man. They don't give nothing but about that fucking dollar.
Bullshit. And I'll prove it to you. How much you want to bet I can roll up there right now and lay a nice, long, sweet, wet kiss on that girl and it won't take anything more than one of them pretty red roses? You game?
That is my game. But you think you got it like that?
Oh, I think you do. Forget that. I bet you $500 he can do it. Then I'm gonna take your $500 and give it to him just for doing it. It's worth that much to see you look like an ass hoe.
Yo, what's up with this new shit here, huh? Why don't you kiss his ass and make a love connection? What, you siding with him now?
I ain't siding with nobody, okay? I'm down with anybody that's got heart. He's got heart. The question is, do you, my brother?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Motherfucker, you on. And you're up.
Yo, Opie, don't disappoint me, man. I got money on.
Dodge heads off with a rose.
Watch me, white boy.
Stripped to the waist, Faith pads towards him on all fours.
Come on, baby, come on.
She comes face to face with Dodge.
Welcome home, thug.
Don't let me down. Don't let me down.
She takes the rose, then kisses him.
Hell yeah, I told you to do it.
Fuck that, they know each other.
Man, you don't know that girl, man.
Set me up.
Ain't nobody set you up, man. You just need to shut up and give me this money.
Ooh, yes, just goes to show you don't have to go to church to have faith. Let's give a Blue Flame welcome to Robin, Lark, and Sparrow.
A couple of Santiago's men have seen Dodge in the club. Now, Dodge is accessing a site called the Pyramid Web on a laptop in an upmarket hotel suite.
I gotta get through to Puffy. Now's about the time he goes on to the Pyramid Web.
Hasn't Puffy gotten you in enough trouble?
Yes, but he's also gonna help us get out of trouble.
This is a guy thing, right?
Right.
Oh, nice tits.
I agree. Hey, knock it off. Okay, here we go. I knew he'd be up to no good.
Puffy, no good. Hand in hand.
Okay, here we go. What's up, Puff Dog?
You're out. How do I know it's you?
Do you want me to tell you at what age you stopped wetting the bed?
Jerk. You do that and you won't get the surprise I've got for you.
Then we should meet.
Tonight at the witching hour.
Where?
I've got a Jones in my bones and I need a fortune cookie.
It's a code that we use. He wants to meet at midnight at the Tokyo Massage Parlor.
Yes!
Oh, he wants to meet you at the Tokyo Massage Parlor.
Yeah, so what?
Well, baby, if it's a massage you're looking for, why don't you just let my fingers do the walking?
I couldn't wait to get you out of that club.
Well, I had to do something to pay my tuition. Besides, I like being independent and taking care of myself.
Yeah? Well, I'm gonna take care of you now. So where do you want to go? Name your place.
Dinner.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got a better idea.
Hmm.
Let's order a little room service and stay right here.
They kiss passionately. Piper and the woman, Cora, pull up outside the Grey Line of Atlanta.
I guess this is it.
Yeah.
You know where you're going?
I'm gonna play it by ear, see what happens.
You know, I was thinking, maybe once you figure out where you're going, get settled, Maybe you want to drop me a postcard. Give me a call.
Yeah, well, how can I, how can I keep in touch with you?
She takes a note out of her cleavage.
Here's my phone number and my address. I'd like to know you're okay. Wait. Here. I thought you might need this.
He puts his hands over the gun she's holding.
Maybe you better keep it.
They slowly come together for a long and tender kiss. Eventually, he pulls back, and she slowly opens her eyes. Then he gets out of the car. Cora turns her head so she can watch him as he walks into the station. Back in the hotel suite, wearing just a robe, Faith goes to answer the door.
Room service?
When she looks through the peephole, there's a gun pointing at her eye. The force of the bullet sends her flying backwards onto a glass table. Santiago's men shoot out the door lock, then step inside. Dodge comes halfway down the stairs and sees Faith's body.
No! No!
He punches the hitman in the back, causing his gun to go off and kill his partner. Dodge manages to knock the weapon from his hand, but the man fights back and overpowers him. Santiago enters the room.
Fuck you!
Santiago knocks him out with a single blow. Later, an unconscious Dodge is hanging from the ceiling by his wrists, which are bound with rope. Somebody revives him with smelling salts, then punches him in the stomach.
Yeah, Manny Basta. You're probably dangling there, wondering what you could have done to get yourself into this predicament.
Dodge shakes away his blurred vision.
What do you want?
What do I want? I want a disc.
What disc?
Santiago holds a cigar close to Dodge's exposed chest.
The disc that you used to steal $25 million from my employer? They would like it back.
You didn't have to kill her.
Santiago smiles.
You're assuming I have a lot of time.
He squeezes Dodge's shoulder. Then grabs his chin.
I don't.
Manny.
His henchman steps up and begins pounding Dodge with his fist. Meanwhile, Piper's walking through the bus station. He has a quick look around, then takes out some keys and opens a locker. He grabs a sports bag from inside. Having opened it, he takes hold of a gun and checks the clip. Next, he flicks a switch on a homing device and places it back into the bag, zipping it up. Then, carrying the bag, he casually sets off towards the exit. Back at the hotel suite...
I'm on a schedule, Mr. Dodge. And I'm running out of time. Or should I say that you're running out of time? You ever hear of the Chinese death torture?
You're Chinese?
No, I'm Cuban. But I have a great affinity for all cultures. It's part of my mongrel upbringing on the streets of New York.
New York? And that explains your hostility.
Chinese have developed a torture known as the death of a thousand cuts. You make a thousand tiny incisions all over your body. Small cuts, like paper cuts, but worse. It's supposed to be very painful.
No shit.
Somebody's outside the window. Santiago walks towards Dodge holding a scalpel.
You either tell me what I want to know, or you're soon going to find out. Where's the disc?
Fuck you, Rico.
Piper's watching.
Fuck me? No, fuck you.
He slashes him.
Where's the disc?
Dodge spits in Santiago's face, enraging him. As he pulls out a gun and holds it to Dodge's head, Piper kicks the glass doors in and enters, firing two handguns as he moves. He gets one of Santiago's men, but the returned fire of another causes him to jump for cover behind a corner. Santiago's firing from behind Dodge, so Piper concentrates on the henchman who dives behind a sofa. When Piper finally gets his man, Santiago fires off a few shots, then heads for the door. Unable to stop him from escaping, Piper shoots through the rope that's holding Dodge to the ceiling.
On your feet, convict! Come on, Dodge, pack your shit and let's go!
Piper checks the hallway outside the suite.
Come on, Dodge! Gotta fled!
They hurry into the elevator, and Piper presses a button.
We gotta get those fucks!
Now!
Listen to me!
No, you listen to me!
They killed my girl!
Hey, listen up! There are three things that are important right now. Your life, my life, and the disc. Now, who are those people? What did they want?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? The guy with the knife, what did he want?
I said I don't know. You read the fucking book!
No, I'm a cop! I can't explain it right now. I need to know who these fucking people are!
Dodge goes for his throat, but Piper overpowers him.
I got your attention now, convict.
These people are trying to kill you!
We gotta get out of here. That means I need you to be with me right here, right now. Okay? Are you with me?
He picks up Dodge's bag. Dodge accepts the bag as the elevator doors open. As they head for the exit, Piper spots Santiago with one of his men. Piper leads the man out. Dodge and Piper make a run for it as the cops appear.
You're a cop, why don't you do something?
Hey, like what?
I don't know, some cop shit!
Yes, yes, can you see any cop there?
Wait a minute, I got a visual! Hold that!
Excuse me, side.
Hi, thank you.
Hi. Excuse me, miss! Official police business, we need your car! Thank you very much!
Oh my God, RuPaul!
Girlfriend, I am such a fan!
Oh,
can we borrow your car?
Oh, sure, okay.
Thanks.
All right, just don't bring it back on E, okay?
You got it, babe.
Oh, they were nice.
I'm gonna blow your damn head off!
You better put that away before you hurt yourself.
How'd you find me?
You got my harmonica, convict? It's a tracking device.
I can't believe you're a fucking cop. You lied to me!
No, I just didn't tell you the whole truth. Look, I was working in New York's narcotics unit that was under investigation by Internal Affairs, all right? Somebody pointed the finger at me, I took a 6-year hit. So when this Fed named Schiller showed up, made me an offer I couldn't refuse.
What offer was that?
I wasn't on that road by accident. The Feds needed somebody to get you to run, protect you while you fled, get you to the disc. If I do that, I walk.
So they killed all those prisoners just to get me on the run?
That wasn't supposed to happen. It was a setup. We were supposed to use blanks. In the confusion, I run, take you with me, but something went wrong. Now, what the hell is on that disc?
I don't know. Just some stockholder information. Regular accounting bullshit. I copied everything so I can get back into this system later. This company, it's got hundreds of millions of dollars. Some guy, I don't know who he is. He owns the company. Some Montejano guy.
Montejano?
Yeah, that's it.
Frank Montejano?
Who the fuck is this guy?
Oh, you stupid fuck. You stole $25 million from the Cuban mafia.
Don't call me stupid, all right? Let's remember, it's me that got us here in the first place.
Oh, shit.
What?
Hold on.
Piper forces the police car into a parked vehicle.
What the hell are they shooting at us?
I don't know. Maybe forgot to tell him I was a cop.
Three more police cars appear.
Where's the disc?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Puffy hit it.
What the fuck is a Puffy?
I didn't tell you about Puffy.
No, you didn't tell me about Puffy.
Shit. Puffy, he's my friend. He hit the disc for me. I gotta meet him tonight at the Tokyo Massage Parlor, if you can lose them!
Yeah, well, hold on.
A shot hits the wing mirror next to Piper.
Shit!
Hold on!
Two of the police cars smash into each other. Piper turns the car into oncoming traffic. They can't shake off the vehicle that's chasing them. Then another police car appears in front of them. As the police car behind them accelerates, Piper jerks the steering wheel, moving them out of its path and causing it to crash into the back of the other police car with an almighty explosion.
Bitch!
The police car rolls over.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Schiller's in his car.
Schiller?
Yeah, you got me.
What is going on?
We're quite close to having the situation resolved, sir.
I asked you a question. Did you want to tell me fairy tales?
There have been some minor setbacks, but,
Nothing. I'm gonna be in Atlanta tomorrow morning. If you haven't got the disc for me, you're gonna be wearing your ass for a hat. Are we clear?
Very clear, sir.
Gib walks into a restaurant. Stopping at the door, he sees a man wearing a hat sitting alone at a table with a newspaper. He goes over to join him.
How you doing, Les?
Well, there ain't much money in the detective business, if you're honest.
And you are honest.
He opens the newspaper, then folds it over again when Gibb places a package on top of it.
What'd you find out about Dodge and the Attorney General?
Nothing.
Nothing? Then what am I paying you for?
Because of what I know about Dodge and Brigantine International.
I'm listening.
Yeah. The attorney from Brigantine called me yesterday and asked me to see what I could find out about Dodge's friends. For some nice change, of course.
Of course.
I did what I do, and I called him back with the name and number of Dodge's girl, Cindy, and his best boy, Puffy.
Gib reads where he can find them.
Now you got what they got.
All right, then, man. All right, then.
Take care.
Dodge and Piper arrive at the Tokyo Massage Parlor, one of the places that was written down on Gibb's piece of paper.
Son of a bitch.
I don't believe it.
What?
Puffy's definitely here.
How do you know?
Because one of those bikes belongs to me.
Nice machines.
You're damn right. The engine? It's an 8-valve liquid-cooled Desmo V-twin. The tires? Ducati Dragons. Top speed, 180 miles an hour. Best of all, it's got an onboard computer.
That's nice, Evel Knievel, but let's get inside and get the disc. That's why we're here, right?
All right, all right. By the way, what happened?
What?
What took you so long?
What are you talking about?
Back there at the hotel, what took you so long to save me?
Didn't you see Shaft?
Inside, men are being massaged and bathed by women in skimpy Japanese kimonos. Dodge and Piper walk into the room, which is decked out with Japanese furniture.
Dodge, my man. What's up, baby?
Puff Dog.
Can't believe they let you out. Come here, come here. Give me some love. Give me some love.
It's good to see you, man.
Save you.
Charles Piper, this is Puffy.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Mike?
All right.
See them bikes outside? I got them for you, Dodge.
Thanks, brother. It's good to see you.
I got something lined up for you and your friend.
All right.
We ain't got much time.
Santiago appears from nowhere and shoots Puffy. He falls into Dodge's arms. Piper takes cover and begins firing at Santiago and his men. At the door, Gib joins in the battle, shooting one of Santiago's men, causing him to fall into a pool in the middle of the room. Santiago dies behind a paper wall, and Gib reloads.
Come on! Let's go! I'm not leaving him here! Let's go!
While Gib shoots at Santiago, Piper and Dodge make a dart for a window and crash through it. Santiago heads for the exit, while Piper and Dodge start the two fast motorbikes parked outside. Gib watches them disappear around a corner. Later, a neon sign points to Zesto. Zesto's a diner. Dodge is sitting alone in a booth, solemnly looking at a photograph of himself holding Faith. With a laptop on the table beside him, he puts his head in his hands. In the men's room, Cora's dressing Piper's wound.
Your luck is just a flesh wound. I really wish you had come to the house. I would have done a much better job.
I don't think that would have been a good idea.
She smiles at him.
You're a cop.
How'd you know?
When you live with one, you know.
I can't tell you what's going on, but you gotta be careful.
Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
A man opens a cubicle door and catches them kissing inside. Piper sitting on the toilet.
Whoops.
Do you mind?
Excuse me.
They kiss again, passionately on the lips. Meanwhile, a waitress stands over Dodge.
Excuse me, sir. More coffee?
Yes, please.
She's pouring the drink when Piper and Cora come out of the bathroom, then sit down opposite Dodge. Dodge looks up with tears in his eyes.
You call Schiller and you tell him it's over.
It ain't over.
I don't want the money anymore. Don't you understand?
No, you don't understand. This thing is just getting started. I'm sorry about your girl and I'm sorry about your friend. Look, I don't know what's on that disc. And I don't care. All I know is it got them both killed. And if we don't find it, we're both dead. So you better start thinking, convict.
Dodge looks at him.
What?
The bikes.
Excited, he runs out of the diner.
What are you doing?
If it's one thing I know better than any computer, it's these bikes. Puffy knew that.
This better be good, Dodge.
This motorcycle's called a 916, not a 616.
Big deal.
Yes, thank you, Puffy.
What is it? What do you got?
It's a map of the Georgia Dome.
The Georgia Dome?
When Puffy and I used to hang out, we'd always meet in the utility room behind the scoreboard at the Georgia Dome.
All right, let's go.
Hold on. It's closed.
Well, let's get out of the rain. We'll make a plan.
I'll meet you in there.
You're the fuck up, aren't you, man? How do you fuck up? Let me count the ways. Got a handful of innocent civilians shot to hell, interfered with the Attorney General's investigation, scared off two dangerous fugitives.
I understand it's your piss, but when you hear me
out... No, I will not hear you out.
Don't you want to know where those Cuban hitmen came from?
No, it is not our fucking problem. Let the Attorney General's office handle this. They're sending someone in the morning, and I don't want to see your face until they're gone.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying I did you a favor for old time's sake, and you let me down. Now get the fuck out of here. Go home. You're suspended.
Now, a panoramic view of the city at dawn. In a dry and dusty landscape, two black cars are driving off-road. They pull up, then one of the drivers opens a back door and Mantahano steps out. He walks towards a man who's looking out at a man-made lake in a quarry, his face unseen.
I want to thank you for taking this meeting. I know you're a busy man. I think we want the same thing. This disc. It's become quite a problem, no? If the Attorney General gets his hands on it, my life is over. What would happen if you got the disc and gave it to me? How would that change your life? I think that $2 million would change your life just fine. Why don't you think about that? We'll talk.
Part of the man's face is revealed. He watches Mantahano walk away, then answers his cell phone.
Schiller.
Charles Piper.
Piper, are you okay?
I'm fine.
Dodge?
He's fine, we're both alive.
You had me worried after that fiasco with the locals last night. You understand why I couldn't tell them of your involvement?
Yes, I understand.
We're running out of time here, Piper. Do you have the disc?
I believe I'll have it soon, sir.
Tell me where you are so I can bring you in.
I'm at the Georgia Dome. I want you to meet me at...
The food court's on level two.
The food court's on level two.
I'll meet you there in 20 minutes. Good job, Piper.
Thank you, sir. Okay, you got everything you need?
Yes, I do.
When it's over, you meet us back here. Dodge, pay attention, stay close. Timing is everything. Any questions?
Let's do this.
They walk towards the stadium.
Just seen this 41-25s, and now it's time for the 250 main. Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you're enjoying the action here at the World Series at the Atlanta, Georgia Dome.
Emergency! Emergency! Security! Security, help! Help!
What's the problem here?
I have a pregnant woman here. What's she saying? I need to lay her down. She's gonna drop the baby in 2 minutes. I gotta lay her down. Help me.
Keep her in the security office. Come on.
Here, you take it. Dodge uses the diversion to swipe a press pass.
It's gonna be all right, man. It's gonna be all right.
Here you go. All right. Come on.
The security guard carries Cora through a door. Then Dodge gives Piper a pass.
We ain't got much time. Where are we going?
Level three.
They head towards an elevator, flashing their passes to two security guards as they step inside. Meanwhile, Gibbs packing a box at his desk.
What's all the commotion, fellas?
What, didn't you hear? Schiller said it was going down at Georgia Dome an hour and a half.
Dodge and Piper?
Damn right.
Now, who is Pedro? He's your husband? He's your husband? What is his name? What is his last name? Where is he? Yes, his name.
Yes. What in blaze is going on here?
Hey, I think she's having a baby.
Hey, call the medic, okay?
I got it. Okay.
All right, thank you.
Sit down. Let's get the medic in here.
Two black cars speed along the highway while a motorcycle race is about to begin at the Georgia Dome. The riders start their engines. Piper and Dodge are still in the elevator while Cora's being comforted in the security room.
I can't find the employee concession binder, sir.
Here, you just stay. Sit still. I'll be right back.
When she's left alone, Cora slowly gets to her feet, then pulls a coat out from under her shirt. Throwing it into a bin, she disappears around a corner. Dodge and Piper step out of the elevator while the security chief returns to Cora.
Okay, we've got it. Where'd she go?
Cora leaves the security office moments before the chief steps out of the door looking for her. Driving towards the Georgia Dome, Gibb checks his watch. Meanwhile, the two black cars pull up, and Schiller gets out with Santiago and some heavies. Gibb reaches the Georgia Dome and spots the men as they begin to walk towards the stadium. He parks his car and follows them. Schiller flashes his ID at the security guard on the door, and he and the men enter the building. Their motorcycles jump through the air outside. Inside, Piper and Dodge walk up to a utility room door. Dodge uses a stolen pass to enter. He disappears into the room while Piper stands guard outside. Meanwhile, Santiago and Schiller are using an escalator. Behind them, Gibb walks in through the entrance. Dodge is searching for something in the utility room. Looking around, he spots the V616 code from the motorbike painted on the square metal door of a duct. He opens it. With Piper still keeping lookout, Dodge feels inside the duct, then pulls out a hold all. He opens it up, takes out the disc, and kisses it before finding a wad of cash.
You got it?
Let's go.
Motorcycles take off from soil jumps and fly through the air. The checkered flag is waved as one rider crosses the finish line. Walking with Santiago, Schiller looks up at a gantry and spots Piper and Dodge. Gibb passes by but doesn't notice them. Cora pulls up outside in her orange car and checks her watch. In an elevator, Piper loads a handgun, then looks over at Dodge, who's holding on tightly to the hold all. As they step out onto the food court, Schiller is waiting for them. Drinking a soda, he watches them make their way towards him. He goes over to meet them with a welcoming smile on his face. Santiago appears behind Schiller. Coming up to the food court on an escalator, Gibb surveys the scene.
Dodge! Gibson! It's a setup!
Move!
Piper and Dodge duck for cover as Schiller and Santiago begin to exchange fire with Gibb. Piper joins in the battle from behind a hot dog stand while terrified bystanders flee the scene.
Okay, on three. Point and squeeze. Ready? One, two, three.
Piper and Dodge fire off a few rounds in unison, aiming at Schiller and Santiago. Then Gibb hits one of the heavies before being put down himself by one of Schiller's bullets.
Did I get him? Stay down! Come on!
Piper and Dodge make a run for it, while Santiago grabs a woman and holds her in front of him as a shield. Gibb sits up and rejoins the fight. Piper slips. Running for the escalator, Piper pumps Schiller with bullets. With Santiago chasing them, Piper and Dodge tear downstairs and burst through the exit. Cora's waiting for them in her car.
Go, go.
Piper fires back at Santiago, then jumps into the car.
Go, drive!
Santiago and his men climb into a car and give chase. Meanwhile, lying on the floor, Schiller slowly opens his eyes. Death forces Santiago to slam on his brakes.
Okay, slow down. Drive normally.
What the hell happened back there?
We were sold out.
What does that mean?
The U.S. Marshal I made my deal with. He sold us out.
Yeah, well, I should have busted a cap in his ass.
Yeah, right.
What the hell do we do now?
We go to the source. We call the Attorney General's office.
Get any information on him, you call me.
God damn it, Matthew. You get more and more like my ex-wife. You just never go away. What the hell are you doing here?
Schiller was playing both sides against the middle. He shot me. He was trying to kill Dodge and Piper.
Why would Schiller shoot you?
Matthew Gibson, Christopher Payne at the Attorney General's office.
You fellas appear to be having a lot of internal problems over there.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Schiller and Montejano.
Payne.
Charles Piper.
Piper, where are you?
Where I am isn't important. Where I'm going is, if you want the disc.
Where?
Someplace safe. I'm not too sure how many of your people have gone renegade with Schiller.
Yes, Officer Gibson just informed me.
Tell him I said thanks for the warning.
I'll do that. All right, where and when?
Let's talk about what first. I want complete exoneration for Dodge and myself.
Stop.
And I want my old job back.
Anything else?
That'll do for now. We'll leave the rest open for discussion later.
You meet me at the top of Stone Mountain in exactly 1 hour. You got it?
I'll be there. All right, we're going to Stone Mountain. You're coming with us.
He points at Gib. Piper and Kura are in each other's arms.
I gotta stop falling for cops.
I'll be back.
You promise?
He offers her the home doll. He leaves it with her, then walks over to one of the red motorbikes that Dodge has been preparing.
We'll take three moments. We'll find him.
It shouldn't be too hard driving around in that bunkin'.
Glimpsing Kura's orange car down a side alley, Santiago stops, backs up, and heads towards it. He fires at them from the driver's window. Dodge nods at Piper, and they take off on the bike. With Santiago following close behind, they head onto a highway, weaving in and out of traffic at high speed. Dodge leads Piper through a narrow gap between two large trucks. Unable to follow, Santiago swerves until one of the trucks drops back, creating enough room for the car to pass by. The looks of concentration show through Dodge and Piper's helmet visors as they resolutely keep their high-powered machines under control. They turn off at a crossroads, and Santiago performs a high-speed skid in an attempt to keep up. The black car narrowly misses an oncoming vehicle. Hugging the bends of the road that cuts through a forest, Dodge and Piper are still unable to shake off their pursuers. They leave black tar marks on the road as they head towards a stone mountain with three horsemen carved into the side. Reaching a T-junction, Dodge turns one way while Piper stops and waits for Santiago to see him before heading off in the opposite direction to his partner. Reaching a wide stretch of roadside parking, he stops his bike and dismounts, taking off his helmet. As the car approaches, Piper stands in the middle of the road and takes aim. Then, firing several rounds into the vehicle's windscreen, he forces Santiago to jerk the steering wheel, and the car flips over. Piper watches with satisfaction as the vehicle's high speed causes it to roll over several times before coming to a stop on its roof. Seeing Santiago's body sticking out of the wreckage, Piper leaves the scene. Now at the Stone Mountain.
Georgia's Stone Mountain Park is a 3,200-acre recreational and historic park encompassing Stone Mountain. Stone Mountain is a massive dome of granite rising 825 feet above the surrounding plain.
Standing in a crowded cable car heading up the mountainside, Piper and Dodge spot a helicopter flying nearby.
A 1.3-mile hiking trail leads up the western flank of the mountain to its summit, and the Stone Mountain Historical Trail offers 5-mile hiking.
They watch it circle the cable car. The cable car slows down, then comes to a stop with a jolt.
What the hell's going on?
How should I know?
I thought they were meeting us at the top.
So did I.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing...
The ceiling hatch opens.
...but ask that you remain patient. Service will be restored momentarily.
Piper cautiously approaches the hatch. Suddenly, Schiller jumps through the opening and grabs him, holding a gun to his head.
You're supposed to be dead.
Miracle of Kevlar. Give me the disc.
He doesn't have...
Schiller shoots the window over Dodger's shoulder.
Give me the disc.
Look, he told you, we don't have it!
You don't have it? Then we got a problem.
He opens the door of the cable car.
You give me that disc, and I'm gonna start tossing bodies out of this thing. Starting with your friend.
Wait!
Dodge holds up the disc.
And I'm gonna give you the disc, but then you gotta let him go. All right?
He slowly hands it over. Schiller kicks Dodge in the stomach, but Piper grabs his arm and throws him over his shoulder. Then a kick from Schiller sends Piper crashing to the ground. Dodge tries to help, but Schiller knees him in the groin, then knocks him to the floor. Piper and Schiller match each other blow for blow by the open door. Gaining the upper hand, Schiller twists Piper's arm behind his back before the undercover cop manages to summon enough strength to turn and punch him in the face. Meanwhile, a groggy Dodge is still lying on the floor. Schiller kicks Piper in the stomach, then elbows him onto the floor. He lands with his head out of the cable car. Schiller jumps on top of him and tries to force him out of the door. Dodge picks up the gun.
Schiller!
Piper punches Schiller.
Time to pay the Piper.
He pulls Schiller over his shoulder, sending him plummeting to his death. Piper and Dodge look down, exhausted.
Committee meets in the morning. I gotta get back right away.
Later, Gibb, Payne, and the lieutenant climb out of a helicopter.
Christopher Payne. You all right?
Yeah, we're all right.
Where's the disc?
Right here. What the hell did I copy onto this thing?
We had an informant inside Brigantine. He leaked to us that you copied Montejano's money laundering operations, his finances. Everything we need to nail Montejano's on that disc.
I hope you don't mind, but I'd like to put it into the hands of someone I know I can trust.
He offers it to Gibb.
Thanks.
All right then, Dodge. All right then.
Look, I gotta get the disc back to the committee. By the way, I spoke to the governor of New York. Looks like you'll get your old job back.
Thanks.
You're free to go.
Both of
you. Well, good work.
Likewise. Listen, I need to ask you guys some questions later. In the meantime, get some rest. There's a car waiting for you when you're ready.
Thank you.
Piper and Dodge head towards the car.
About time to take that bath.
What about your half of the money?
Forget about it.
Come on, man, a deal's a deal.
You trying to bribe a police officer convict?
Now, hold up. You sure?
Yeah. Look, I got what I want, all right? We even.
Dodge taps Piper on the shoulder, then punches him in the face.
Now we're even.
Piper looks mildly annoyed.
Didn't you see what's love got to do with it? In the limo, the scene with the boot when... What? What?
Piper chases after him and tussles him to the ground next to his motorbike. Then, raising a helmet into the air, he prepares to bring it down on Dodge.
And I know I can't outrun a radio, so now I'm thinking, how can I jump and get away on foot with the pump? So I built a few corners trying to conquer, but the police was still on my bumper. And now following him is another cop, and I know I ain't far from a roadblock. So now I'm trying to ditch this screw, doing about 65 and a dude. coming down more than flume. Quick right up, nigga, where you going? The first cop kept straight, but the other one still trying to chase my ass through.